This week is the beginning of our new series. In fact, yesterday, we had this incredible and powerful workshop called Roadmap to a Loving Relationship. And throughout that day, we were learning and experiencing incredible healing for our relationships. You know, since we announced that we're having this incredible series about relationships, and it's called Better Together, since I announced that just a few days ago, I have had incredible testimonies already coming in. Somebody already told me they've gotten engaged. There's been an engagement since I heard that. Another person just told me this morning how they're in a fantastic relationship with a loving person. Look at that. We're only just beginning, and already we have these reports of great relationships. Now, this Better Together series is for everybody. If you're already in a relationship, this is a chance to strengthen that relationship and take it to a whole new level. If you're not in a relationship, this is a chance for you to get ready and really understand all the benefits and all the wonderful things that come out of having a loving relationship. If you want to improve the relationship, we're going to have things for you. If you want to start a relationship, we're going to have things for you as well. So this is a great opportunity coming out today and learning. Before I get started, though, I wanted to invite Liza to come up and share her testimony with you. We always talk about how God is changing lives, Golden Heart is changing lives, and I wanted Liza to come up and share with you a little bit of her story about how her relationship with God happened and how it all began. Liza, come on up.
So where should I start? As you probably already know, I grew up in Soviet Russia, or Soviet Union, in Ukraine. And in the times where we had no concept of God, we had no understanding, or even I had no perception that there is something beyond physical. We had so much worry about just surviving and having our needs met. And there was always worry and great fear. And I remember when I was about 5 years old, I asked my father, Father, what do you think happens when we die? And he told me, nothing. It's just nothing. And he said, what do you mean nothing? Where do we go? You know, what happens to our body? Well, the body, you know, goes away, deteriorates, you know, decomposes, and there is nothing, there is darkness. And after that particular answer, for a long time, being a little girl, I was laying there at night and just thinking, oh my God, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. It's just too scary. But that's still the belief in my family, and I'm praying for them every day. And the fear of death is obviously great when you have no concept and no understanding that there is something beyond the physical. But having said that, that's how I grew up, and all my friends were the same. Pretty much everybody I knew, we had absolutely no concept of spirituality and God. These were the socialist Soviet times, so there were no people attending churches or anything like that. When I came here, obviously looking for a better life, I was searching for happiness. I was looking for something to make me feel better. And at the age of about 27, I was very much depressed, very much unhappy person, already divorced with a child. And I just didn't know why my life wasn't working. I was going from one unhappy relationship to another unhappy relationship. I was successful in my career, you know, working in, you know, high professional world, doing corporate things and stuff like that. So I was okay with making money, but hated my job, hated my life. And the most horrible thing was that I couldn't sleep at night. I had horrible nightmares for about 3 years. And it became so bad that I just didn't want to go to sleep anymore. I was trying to stay awake for as long as I could. And I would, you know, always keep the lights on at night. And I just thought, I don't know how I'm going to live any longer. You know, I had to do something about it. And something just told me in my heart that I need to start searching and researching my dreams. Still, no concept of God, no concept of spirituality. I just thought that I have to do something about these nightmares. And lo and behold, I found this book that was talking about the dreams, and I decided to take a workshop on shamanic dreaming. I had no idea what it was. So I went to Big Sur, to a very funny New Agey place. To me, it was all new. The people who were calling themselves spiritual were constantly in a trance, talking the language I could not understand. But it was interesting, you know, at least it was something beyond of what I knew, and my perception began to change. And the very first meditation that this guy who was leading the workshop was guiding us into, I was supposed to go back into one of my nightmares. And instead of entering into the nightmare, I had a vision. I had an experience with God. On the very first meditation, when I just relaxed my body and, you know, started getting into it, Jesus and Mary came to me. Jesus took me by my hands, and he said, "You're one of us. You're going to go back and bring people to me." I had no idea what the guy was talking about. I didn't know why he came. I didn't know why he was talking to me. I came out of this meditation puzzled, but I felt extremely good. I felt extremely good. That one experience changed my life. My life completely changed after that. I left the job I didn't like. It took only a few months that I met the love of my life, who was talking to you today and will continue talking to you. I didn't have nightmares anymore after this one particular experience. I started working with my dreams, and it opened a new, absolutely new way of perception and being and communication with God. I started receiving guidance for my life. My relationship is a life of happiness, and God took care of me in all ways, in all ways. I do know the difference between the life without God and perception of no spirituality, and the life with God and with his people. And I have to tell you, God always took care of me from that moment on. I do what I love. God made a few transactions in my life that, you know, help us to be taken care of. And I am married to the most beautiful man in the world. And I have to tell you, my relationship with Ted is getting better and better every day. It's just a beautiful journey that I cannot explain in words. And I am praying every day for all these people who don't know God yet. And my life became a very powerful journey that God just set me onto when he first appeared to me and told me, "You go back and bring people to me." Every time I bring person to God and I see their life change, my heart grows bigger. My life grows bigger. And I feel that I am doing something important because I do know the difference. So if God could do it for me, I know he will do it for you. He will meet every need in your life. He will take depression out of your life. He will take headaches and pain out of your life. And he will bring the partner, or he will bring the greatest love in your relationship if you already have the partner that you've never even known before. Your dreams will become real. Your life will be real because God is real.
Thank you, Liza, for that wonderful story of your life. See, at Golden Heart, what it's about for us is helping you develop relationships. Relationships with other people, relationships with coworkers and family, healthy relationships, a relationship with God. And as you know, relationships can be wonderful, healthy. They can bring so much love and joy into your life, but they can also be a nightmare that creates a lot of pain and conflict and problems. And we want to help you to have more healthy relationships. Healthy relationships are going to bring that love into your life And all of us are looking for that love. You may not know it, you may not verbalize that and say, I'm looking for love, but everything we do is connected to us trying to receive more love. We want more love in our lives. We want to be accepted and loved for who we are. And if we can learn how to have more healthy relationships, we will have more joy, happiness, peace, and love in our life. And our life will blossom into an incredible, incredible thing. And that's what each and every one of us is really searching for. And, you know, as we work at Golden Heart, that's one of the things we're really working to help you do is develop a healthy relationship. It's why we're having this series, Better Together, so that you'll learn how you're better together with other people and how to be better with them. You will learn how you're better together with God and how to be with God in a loving and great way. There's so many benefits to having incredible relationships. And as we go through this series, I want you to think of your family, your friends, your coworkers, other people that you know that might be struggling with relationships. Maybe they've mentioned to you how they're having a hard time. Maybe they're single and they're looking, or maybe they're already in a situation that just doesn't seem to be working. I want you to invite them to come, because it doesn't matter where they are or what their situation is, their relationship can improve. They can have a healthier relationship. You can have a healthier and better relationship. You can have more love in your life. So invite your family and friends to come, because this is a chance for us to change the way we're experiencing the world and the way that we feel and the way that we see the world. As you saw, Liza's relationship with God changed everything for her in her life. Before God, she was afraid, had nightmares, didn't know what her purpose was. After she had the relationship with God, started to meet him and speak to him, now she has peace. She has goodness. She finds this incredible, good-looking, handsome, smart, intelligent guy. All because she had that relationship with God. You know, so for all of us, we can have that too. That's not just reserved for a select individual. It's not just one person in a million that should have that. God's plan is for us all to have that relationship, to have that incredible life, to have that love. And that's why we're here today, and we're going to be going over this for the next 4 weeks, learning how to have incredible relationships and receive the benefits that God planned for us to have in those relationships. There's a few things that we want to talk about and get past, because some of you might have been asking yourself this question. If you had a painful relationship or a difficult relationship, you might have said to yourself, why not just be alone? Wouldn't it be better just to be alone? I'm perfectly happy alone. I can get along just fine. Everything is peaceful and calm, and I would feel fantastic if I was alone. The problem is, our spiritual growth doesn't happen when we're alone. The best qualities of ourselves, gifts, talents, do not come to the surface when we're alone by ourselves. I know that there are many religions and beliefs that say the most spiritual person is the one that has just spent decades out there in the desert at the top of a mountain all by themselves, having been secluded from all people. I know there are beliefs that say that is the most spiritual person because they've been out there by themselves. But I'm telling you, that's not the way God says it. God demonstrated when he came and walked on the earth that real spirituality happens in the midst of crowds. As Jesus, God walked on the earth, he wasn't putting himself away at a distance from anybody. He was right in the midst of groups of people. And he wasn't just in the midst of, you know, regular people or intellectuals or affluent people. He put himself in the midst of the most dysfunctional people on the planet. He was in the midst of prostitutes and thieves and tax collectors. You know, the worst of the worst. People considered on the outside, the fringe of society that we barely tolerate and put up with. That's where Jesus put himself. He had relationships with them. He developed relationships with them, and he showed us that's how you're really spiritual. Anybody can be relaxed and calm and loving at the top of a mountain. That's a piece of cake. The minute I get to a top of a mountain, I begin to feel more peaceful, loving, and relaxed. The real test is when you're on the 405 during rush hour and there's bumper-to-bumper traffic and you're putting along so slow and you see the people around you, what they're doing. The lady next to you is texting while driving, having her breakfast, and putting on her makeup. And if you can stay calm in that situation and be loving and peaceful, now you are spiritual. Anybody can be calm out there in the desert, but if you can be calm in the midst of the chaos and craziness that is humanity, if you can keep your peace and let your love continue to flow, now you're really spiritual and great things are happening. And that's what God wants for us. We truly learn to be our best self in the midst of people. It brings forth those true talents and gifts that we have. Yes, sometimes we're tested, but that is so we can grow with God. We can lift ourselves to a whole new level so we have greater understanding, greater compassion, and greater love. It happens in the midst of people. So we can't separate ourselves and be alone. We need to get out there and get in the midst of people and start having relationships, start talking to people, start experiencing what they're like, and at the same time, be growing and learning from that. Because this is the only way that we're really going to stay and learn the things that God wants us to learn. I want to move on to this next part now. Because today, I had Liza share her story so that you could see how her life is better with God than before God. Our first relationship, this is the first secret or the first key, if you will. You might want to write it down. If you want to develop healthier relationships, if you want to have more loving, more joy, more happiness, more powerful interactions with people, and I don't just mean your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, but I also mean your coworkers, your neighbors. If you want to really start developing a stronger relationship, the first key or secret is to have a relationship with God. Have a relationship with God. And if we take a look in 1 John, this is chapter 4, it says here in verse 8, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." God is the source of love. And when we understand that, we realize why it's so important to have a relationship with God. We want to be connected to the source of love. I know a lot of people, they have this misconception, and it seems to be very popular right now, where they say, "I have to love myself." And this has become quite a popular thing, and it sounds really good to start with. Yeah, I got to love myself. If I'm going to feel more confident, be more strong, and really grow as a person, I have to love myself. The problem is, this is ridiculous. You cannot love yourself. That's not how love works. You see, it's a closed system when you're loving yourself. That means the amount of love that's within you never will change. And if you use it up, then you won't have it anymore. Love is actually something that you share with somebody else. And this is why we need to have relationships, because we want to share that love. And the more we share it, then it begins to grow within us. So loving ourselves is a concept that does not work at all. You will have less love, less confidence, less strength in your life the more you try this. I'll give you an analogy to explain this. Let's say I have 5 M&Ms. I love M&Ms. I love chocolate. And let's say I want to eat those M&Ms. They're all for me. And the more that I love those M&Ms or I eat those M&Ms, the less M&Ms I have. Eventually, I only have 4, and then 3, and then 2, and then 1. I have completely eaten all my M&Ms. I don't have any more. I can't get any more. because they're not there. The only way I can have more M&Ms is if I create a relationship. Now, I know Liza has a whole bag of M&Ms. And I know that if I create a relationship with Liza, knowing her, she's going to share some of her M&Ms with me. And now I can eat some of those M&Ms, and I have more. But I can also create a relationship with the supermarket. If I create a relationship with the supermarket, now I have even a place to get even more M&Ms. I have tons of M&Ms that I can get by having a relationship with the supermarket. Better still, I can create a relationship with the company or the factory that actually makes M&Ms. If I have a relationship with the factory that makes M&Ms, now I have an unlimited supply of M&Ms. I have an infinite supply. I can eat as many M&Ms as I want, and there will always be more if I have that relationship. It's the same thing with love. We want to receive more love. If I try to love myself, I'm going to use up the love that I have because it's a closed system. There will not be any more love. I will not feel any more loved. But if I now find a partner like Liza and I begin to love her and share my love and she shares her love, that love begins to grow exponentially. It increases. It doesn't just double. It actually starts growing at a much faster pace. It multiplies. And now, if I go to the supermarket, and what that relates to is a community. It could be your family, your immediate family, or your spiritual family. Now there are more people in a group. And if we share our love, if we help one another to grow and to climb higher, there's going to be more love now being shared. There's now more love to go around. And it, again, it multiplies exponentially. But even above that, what if I have a relationship with the creator of love, the source of love, which is God? God is love. His very essence is love. And if I have a relationship with him, I now have a relationship with the source of love or the creator, meaning there is never going to be any shortage of love in my life. I will always have more, and I can continue to receive it in a wonderful way. So the first key is to have that relationship with God. Because we can't love ourselves. We will not receive more love that way. But if we connect with God, we will now have an infinite supply of love. And we are better together with God, as we saw from Liza's story. Liza was better after she had God. She now had peace in her life. She had a wonderful husband in her life. She had a purpose in her life. She knew where her life was going. She felt better about herself when she had that relationship with God. What do I mean by a relationship with God? Because I know there are some people out there, they know God, and they would say, yeah, I know God, but I'm not having good relationships. It's not just knowing God. It means that you're actually speaking to God, and God is speaking to you. He's speaking into your heart. He is speaking into your soul. He is speaking into your life. And when you really are truly communicating God with on a daily basis, now you're having a relationship with him. Just knowing of God isn't a relationship with him. That's not going to change the way you feel, and that's not going to bring that love and that goodness into your heart. We need to actually be speaking to God on a daily basis. And that's what I'm talking about when I say we're having a relationship with God. And you'll learn how to do that at Golden Heart. You'll learn how to speak to God and have a greater relationship with him, so you can receive and be connected to that source of love. Somebody else that had a relationship with God, and this was Adam. Adam in the book of Genesis at the very beginning, you might remember him, he had a relationship with God. Before there was Adam and Eve, Adam had a relationship with God first. God spoke to him and he told Adam the promises of the things that Adam could do. He told him, you have dominion over the earth. You're going to be fruitful. You're going to multiply. And then they were working together. They were working hand in hand. They were God was creating things and Adam was naming things. So they were helping one another in this relationship. Adam's first relationship was with God. So that shows us the importance of that relationship. We also can see that Adam had a phase where he was with God and where he was not with God. And again, we see that Adam was much better off in his life when he was with God. When Adam was with God, he was in the Garden of Eden. He had everything he could possibly want, a beautiful paradise. Everything was provided for him. Life was easy and relaxed. He was filled with the glory, the power, and the authority of God was upon him. He felt confident, strong, and good. After, when he was without God, he toiled, he struggled, he had to work hard to make things happen. It didn't happen easy for him. He was suffering. There was fear in him now. Before, he had calmness and peace. Without God, he had fear in his life. See, we are better together with God. We are better together when we have a relationship with God. It begins to change everything in our life. It changes the way we see the world. It changes the way we feel. If you want to have more confidence, self-confidence, if you want to have more strength, you want to have that relationship with God. That's one of the benefits. You begin to really feel God's authority upon you, strengthening you and lifting you up. And you feel that source, infinite source of love flowing in. And when you have that love, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And now you have more to share and more to give. It begins to reveal your talents, those gifts and abilities that you have. They begin to come to the surface so that you can use them in wonderful ways. This is one of the great benefits of having that relationship with God. We are better together when we have a relationship with God. Another person in the scripture in the Bible that had a relationship with God was King Saul. And we found out that King Saul also was better together with God because he had a phase. And let me just tell you, King Saul was the first king that was appointed over Israel. The people of Israel, they didn't have a king before that. And they said, "We want a king." And God said, "Well, I'm not really sure that a king is good for you. I don't think I'd want a king for you." But they really wanted a king, so God said, "Okay, I will appoint a king. You'll probably regret it later." You know, so the first one he appointed was King Saul. And in the beginning, King Saul was following everything that God was saying. He was doing stuff, doing all the things that God was asking. Any time that soldiers, they would be a war and his enemies would come against him, he would defeat them. When he was with God, it was easy to defeat those enemies and put them down. He was also wise, and he was confident and strong. He was like a big military guy, and he had this incredible confidence about him. He was very tall also. And this was when he was with God, so he had this peacefulness with him. But at a later stage, he chose not to be with God, and he did this because he started to enjoy the cheers of the crowd. He wanted the accolades of the people more than he wanted to please God. And so he started moving away from God and moving towards the people. So at some point, he was no longer with God. And what happened? When he wasn't with God, he no longer had that authority of God upon him. When enemies would come against him, the enemies began to defeat him. He began to lose the battles. Instead of having peace of mind, King Saul now had this spirit that was tormenting him, a distressing spirit that troubled him. So his mind wouldn't rest. He wasn't at peace anymore. He didn't know what to do. He was running in circles a lot of the time. With God, he had a strength, an authority, a peace of mind. Without God, he had a distressing spirit. He was troubled. He was worried. With God, he was better. With God, you are better. When you have God in your life, that infinite source of love begins to pour down upon you and fill you in all ways. You are strengthened in who you are. That means the best of who you are comes to the surface. If you want to be your best, you want to have that relationship with God, because that's what's going to bring it to the surface. That's what's going to help it to pull you up to a whole new level when you have that relationship with God. If you want to really develop skills, talents, have wisdom, and a calmness and peace of mind, that happens when we have that relationship with God, when we learn to speak to Him and hear Him. I like what it says in, as I already read here in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is the source of love. If we want more love in our life, and as I said, all of us are looking for more love in our life. If we want more love in our life, we're not going to find it in that partner. We're not going to find it, you know, by loving ourselves. We're not going to find it by searching out all kinds of things that we might enjoy for a short time. We're going to find that love from the source of love. When we have that relationship with God, that is when the love really begins to pour out into our life and do great things in amazing ways. So we really want to learn how to have that relationship with God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. There is no fear in love. When we receive divine love from God, the fear that we have in our lives, the insecurities that we have in our lives, the lack of confidence that we have in our life, the worries that we have in our life, the anger or the upset that we have in our life, all of that is released when we receive that love from God. We are perfected in love. But to receive the love, we have to have that relationship with the source, with God, in order to receive it. Our whole being on all levels of our life can be changed by receiving love from God. It transforms us totally and completely. In 1 John chapter 4 again, this is still in the chapter 4, verse 7, it says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. If we are to love our partner, our children, our families, our spiritual community, or the community at large, if we are to truly love them, we need to first know God. That is really where relationships begin. You might have thought when I started talking about that this is a relationship series that I was just going to focus on the relationship of a spouse or a boyfriend and girlfriend. But for us to truly grow and become our spiritual best, we don't just want to focus on that one relationship, because it won't truly reach the total level that it can get to. It won't be its best if we don't focus all around on what are really the keys to a great relationship. And the first key is that we are better together with God. That is truly when the good things begin to happen in life and we have changes and growth and miracles begin to take place.